What that means is he's going to fire a lot of workers who he thinks have compromised their position. He's also going to increase the wages of those workers to insulate them, if that is possible, from a financial inducement or bribery from politicians. He's also going to carry out training of those staff, especially in areas of using computers to ensure that votes are counted. And also, he promised the Senate that he was going to do something about reducing the number of political parties in Nigeria.
Now, you mentioned that he is going to fire some of the people. Who exactly is he talking about? And those that are going to get increases in wages, who are they?
Well, they say it takes more than just the head of INEC to run an election. Actually, it takes the rank and file. The workers in the field, in the county, in the state capitals, and also at the headquarters to collate these results and ensure that the results are credible. To the extent that they did not do that, they say is responsible for the last election and how it turned out. Of course, you know, internationally, it was said to not to be free and fair. So they say that to the extent that maybe some top officials of INEC probably were induced, but those whose responsibility it is to collate the results were more influenced to send those reports to their headquarters. So anyone with any case whatsoever against the election will be dropped by the INEC boss. He has promised the nation, he has promised the Senate, has promised the president that is going to look at the activities of all INEC staff countrywide, and those who have questions or those who have been found wanting in their jobs will be let go.
And what are some of the challenges that he is going to be facing and trying to get this done?
Well, one of the challenges would have to do with the forces within INEC itself. One, he has to contend with the very influential, powerful politicians who either want to get elective offices or who want their candidate to be elected. He has to contend with that. He also has to contend with the funding of INEC. The Senate is proposing that it becomes independent, not just in name, but also in reality, by having its funds set aside instead of the president controlling the funds of INEC. Also, he has to contend with the number of political parties. Right now in Nigeria, we have close to about 53 political parties, and most of them are not viable. So he has to find a way of trimming or reducing the number of political parties, which the Senate has asked him to do. But the big question is, how is he going to do this democratically? Because the Constitution of Nigeria allows anyone, any association, depending on the rules of the game, to set up their own political association. Now, how are you going to prune down the number of political parties who have already been registered by INEC? So that is one of the biggest challenges he's going to have. But he says it's up to the job, that he's going to do everything possible to ensure that you have a limited amount of parties, strong parties, opposition parties that can challenge the dominance of the ruling party to ensure that the next year's elections are not just credible, but also that very, very, very effective candidates and effective electionary campaigns hold countrywide.